And now, I'd like to help you prepare yourselves for surgery. Again, it's hard for me to not want to tell you stories about some of my patients. Some would wake up in the recovery room and say, "I'm sore, but I have no pain." And I knew that they saw the operation as their gift, as their way of being made well or taking care of a problem, even if it didn't cure them, but it brought them comfort and improved their life. And others, no matter how much you worked with them, were angry at God and their bodies and felt mutilated, assaulted, violated, and would wake up in incredible pain. I also know how powerful the mind is, that we can do major surgery on people under hypnosis. No anesthesia. I once got so involved talking to a patient in my office on whom I was doing some extensive minor surgery that I forgot to put the anesthetic in. And yet he had no pain at all. And I completed the operation and then told him. But he and I were so involved emotionally in this discussion that we both were in trance states. And so again, remember, just as we ask you to sign an operative permit, give yourself permission. This is your permission. It's not because the doctor or your family says don't die or have an operation, get it fixed. This is your choice. If it's your choice, your gift, your way of being healed, you can be one of Dr. Bernie Siegel's crazy patients and get up and leave the hospital far sooner than anyone expected. And by the way, crazy, unique, refreshing, and exceptional spells cure. So make sure that you are all of those. And now we'll get ready for your operation. The first thing that you do is take a magic marker and put a little note on your body. It might say, as one doctor wrote on his body, "Cut here," so that no one would make a mistake about which side they made the incision on. A woman wrote on her breast, "Not this one, stupid." And another, "Don't mow the lawn," because she didn't want her hair shaved. Believe me, when you get to the operating room, the staff will smile and say, "Here's a person. Here's a human being." Take a tape recorder with you. If they don't promise to provide music for you, then you can have earphones so that no one else has to listen if they don't want to. But believe me, many surgeons have thanked the patients for the music because they felt better too. I sometimes say also that when you're going to the hospital, you take a water gun and a noisemaker, so that after surgery, if you're not retreated with respect, you can squirt people. A syringe will do just as well, that you can pick up in the hospital, fill it with water and use it. And the noisemaker is only needed if you push a call button and people don't respond to you. Get their attention. You deserve it. And now, once again, let's see you on your journey with your loved ones going to the hospital. and through the process into your room. You may be admitted, it may be outpatient surgery, but there'll be a special place for you before the operation. And when you get to this place, and they're done measuring and talking and questioning, take a moment and insist on this moment to just look up and let your eyes close gently and breathe deeply. This is a place of healing. All treatments are gifts from our Creator. And take the time to know that you are here to be healed and that you are surrounded by caring people. Also remember that the people caring for you have their needs and their troubles too. So don't hesitate to give them a hug or ask them how they are, because it's not easy to do the job that they're doing. So besides the water gun and noisemaker and magic marker, bring a flower, a joke, a gift to thank them for their pain. And to help them heal. Because when you help others, you also help yourself. And when you enter the operating room, if the journey is in a wheelchair or on a stretcher, keep breathing the peace and the love. And then when you lie down on the table, if you need a blanket or to feel warm, tell them. Learn the names of the people around you. If they're starting an IV, again, warm that part of your body so the veins are easier to find. If you have questions, ask. But know that you are cared for and loved. Tell your surgeon to say kind words, words that will help you to heal. You may tell your body to move the blood away from the area that's about to be operated upon. And then send it back after surgery to help it heal. Love the part of your body, not the disease that is being operated upon. And remind them all that even while anesthetized, you hear, so that they play your music and your recording and say healing words to you and to your body. And when you awaken, continue the music and the recording. And breathe in the light and love and send it to the area of surgery to help it heal. See the body restoring itself and becoming whole and one again. And just as a woman may give birth with a cesarean section, the scar can remind her of her new life. So let this scar remind you of your rebirth. And the day of your surgery can be a new rebirth day. And when you're healed and ready, dress yourself for the journey home. And take the wisdom with you that comes from what you have learned about life, from your experiences, about what is important. Say goodbye to the people who have cared for you and thank them. And then journey home with those you love and care about. And if you need help recovering, ask, whether it's company, for a meal, someone to shop for you, take you out, talk on the phone, ask, and especially ask the natives, those who have been through what you are going through, to help and to share, because they've been there and know what you're experiencing. And what's important is always the experience, not the intellectual diagnosis. You live an experience, learn from it. Remember, when we graduate from school, we call it a commencement. And let this be a commencement for you, a graduation, and a new beginning. And when you feel that, breathe it in, so that when you're ready to open your eyes, you will begin. And now get ready to begin.